Shakespeare in Love.
莎翁情史，
晨读文选。
Ah, Thomas, she's cut my strings. I'm unmanned, unmended, and unmade, like a puppet in a box.
Why is it?
Row your boat. She tells me to keep away. She is to marry Lord Wessex. What should I do?
If you love her, you must do as she asks.
And break her heart and mine?
It is only yours you can know.
She loves me, Thomas.
Does she say so?
No. And if she does where the ink has run with tears, was she weeping when she gave you this?
Ah, I let it come to me by the nurse.
Your aunt?
Yes, my aunt. Perhaps she wept a little. Tell me how you love her, Will.
Like a sickness, and its cure together.
Yes? Like rain and sun? Like cold and hot? Is your lady beautiful? If I come here from the country, I've not seen her close. Tell me, is she beautiful?
Thomas, I could write the beauty of her eyes. I was born to look in them and know myself.
And her lips?
Her lips? The early morning rose would wither on the branch if it could feel envy.
And her voice? Like lark's song?
Deeper, softer. None of your twittering larks. Have I banished nightingales from my garden before they interrupt her song?
Ah, she sings too.
Constantly, without doubt, and plays the lute. She has a natural ear. And her bosom. Did I mention her bosom?
What of her bosom?
Oh, Thomas, a pair of pepins as round and rare as golden apples.
I think ladies wise to keep your love at a distance. For what lady would live up to it, close to it, when her eyes and lips and voice may be no more beautiful than mine? Besides, what kind of lady of wealth and noble marriage would live happily with a bankside poet and player?
Yes, by God, love knows nothing of rank nor river bank. It was sparked between the queen and the poor vagabond who plays the king, and their love should be minded by each, for love denied blights the soul we owe to God. So tell my lady William Shakespeare waits for her in the garden.
But what of Lord Wessex?
For one kiss, I would defy 1,000 Wessexes.
Oh, Will,